I feel at the moment now, what all this talk about cycling to work and all this kind of thing and walking to work and all these great ideas that the minister has for the green environment, that's all fine. We welcome David Ryan, no problem with that as such. But just the problem is here, this needs to be rolled out in all our rural counties, no more than our own county here of Donegal. Like, for example, at the moment, we only really have a good genuine cycleway from Kilmacrennan, outside Kilmacrennan to the Kennedy Mountain top, from you go over to Dunloe, then towards Glenties, which is much welcomed. But all our other towns and villages then, accordingly, then have been left out. And I doubt very much neither Letherkenny or Dunloe would have got it either to Glenties, only for the roads have been upgraded there at the time. The N56 has been upgraded. So obviously they used the initiative then, which was right, the right thing to do, put a cycleway alongside it. But I feel at the moment now, just we need that in all our towns and villages, in particular here in Dunfanny to Chrysler, Fulcair to go to Hork and so on, where there's a lot of people walking now on a daily basis all the time. Some people obviously cycling as well, and that's fair enough. But it's just the traffic has got so busy in all our roads, not alone here in the summertime. The wintertime now, winter summer's no different. Obviously, it's more in the summertime to get it. But definitely, it's at the stage now on health and safety grounds where we need to get walkways, cycleways where possible. And that's what I'm appealing to the minister to do on that now, to see what will he come back with. And hopefully, when he comes back, that we will give some favouritism towards ourselves here in Donegal, and say in particular, the towns I've mentioned here, Dunfanny, the Graceland, Fulcairde, Godor, where things are really, really bad. I'm aware as well, there's similar situations we've talked about as well down in the show and that, where I wouldn't be as familiar with, but nonetheless, the reps down there spoke about them. So, once again, Michael, it highlights the fact that there's numerous places, several places, that these cycleways are needed. But it's just getting the implementations in place. And we can't always wait for a cycleway to be done either, Michaela, when a new road's going to be built or an upgrade's going to be done. We need it now, and we need it immediately. Unfortunately, here for Dunfanny, there's been a number of deaths here along the road here. And I believe myself, if there was a footpath at the time or a cycleway at the time, plus lighting, that possibly wouldn't have happened over the years here. And so that's very much in my own mind as well. No more than other towns as well, obviously. And that is what we're looking for. But as I say, hopefully now the minister will come back. He will give us a favourable approach on that. And we can get some millions pumped into the Donegal here off that green environment stuff, which is needed. In due course when he gets round it. But hopefully it doesn't take too long to come back to us, Michaela. What an answer to myself and to the council on it. And that's just what we'll be looking for, like.
And there are instances where people are forced to walk on the main road. They have no other option. Particularly, we've heard of instances around schools.
That's correct, Michaela, you're right. And that should not be at this stage, 2023. No, for schools or other people. People should not be forced to walk on the main road. It's too dangerous. Not the place to be. Obviously, then accidents then can arise. Unfortunately, as touched on there, some people have lost their lives, unfortunately. And this, at this day and age, it shouldn't be happening. But again, it's down to the wall. It's in the wall, the gift of the government, Michaela, particularly Eamon Ryan's Transport Office, for this to happen. Because we ourselves, as county councillors, we can only do so much on the ground, regardless whether people realise that or not. We can push surely to a certain extent, but at the end of the day, unless Dublin, the government of the day, opens the purse strings, we're sometimes just shooting into the wind, and that's the problem. And that's why I've taken the step that I've taken to get the Donegal County Council behind it, on to Dublin, and try and get direct answers then, get the hard talking done, because I know myself it's going to take some time, but in the meantime conversations need to get going, and some hard conversations will have to get going. But the minister has to open the door first of all to let us in for that to happen. If he don't open the door, let us in, we'll just, our backs are against the wall once again. But hopefully, as I say, hopefully, because I'm trying this from different angles, that he won't do that, and he won't give us an inlet, and we will get these some, if not all, of the, at least if we get the serious issues addressed ourselves, would be a help in the short term. And in the long term, obviously, get everywhere addressed that needs addressed. But eminently now, at the moment, the very serious issues as such, what you're talking about, the kids walking to school and that and so on, where there's no safe footpath or garageway, that's the kind of place at the moment need to be addressed, definitely, first and foremost, before anything else gets touched. But if you would take a kind hearted approach into the whole thing, blanket the whole thing of Donegal, all our towns and villages, I'd be quite happy with that. But maybe that'll come yet. Look, we're trying to get a face-to-face meeting as well with them, myself and others. So maybe that'll come yet, as well as going back to the council as well. So we try different things. I think myself, we get talking to the man face-to-face, maybe to get a better picture as well, rather than playing tennis with emails and stuff as well, to be honest with you.